I meant you had a question yesterday. Okay.
Some of your colleagues privately say that your decision to stay on prohibits the party from having a younger leadership and will be hurt and hurts the party in the long term. What's your response?
Discrimination. Discrimination.
Next. Next.
Race discrimination.
I guess.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you've always asked that question, except to Mitch McConnell.
Mr. Hoyer, Mr. Clyburn, you're all over 70. Is your decision to stay on prohibit younger leadership from moving forward?
So you're suggesting that everybody step aside?
No, I'm simply saying that to delay younger leadership from moving forward in the House Democratic ranks.
I think that what you will see, and let's for a moment honor it as a legitimate question, although it's quite offensive, but you don't realize that, I guess. The fact is that everything that I have done in my almost, decade now of leadership is to elect younger and newer people to the Congress. In my own personal experience, it was very important for me to elect young women. I came to Congress when my youngest child, Alexandra, was a senior in high school, practically on her way to college. I knew that my male colleagues had come when they were 30. They had a jump on me because they didn't have children to stay home. Now, I did what I wanted to do. I was blessed to have that opportunity to sequentially raise my family, and then come to Congress. But I wanted women to be here in greater numbers at an earlier age so that their seniority would start to count much sooner. And it wasn't confined to women, though. We wanted to keep bringing in younger people, and some of the decisions that we made over the years to invest when we won the House in 2006 and then in other in races before and since was to encourage people to come, and when they come here, to give them opportunity to serve. So I don't have any concern about that. And as I always said to you, you got to take off about 14 years for me because I was home raising a family, getting the best experience of all in diplomacy, interpersonal skill. No, the answer is no.
Leader,